New York, AP, U.S. stocks are rallying toward records and adding to last week's gains. The S&P 500 was 0.7% higher early Monday and set to top its all-time high set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 401 points, or 0.9%, to its own record set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.8% higher. Treasury yields eased after President-elect Donald Trump said he wants Scott Bessent, a hedge fund manager, to be his Treasury Secretary. Bessent has advocated for reducing the U.S. government's deficit. Macy's fell 4.2% after delaying its earnings report and saying an employee hit up to $154 million in expenses. This is a breaking news update. App's earlier story follows below. Bangkok, AP, shares climbed in Europe and Asia on Monday, tracking last week's gains on Wall Street, and analysts said investors were viewing President-elect Donald Trump's choice of billionaire investor Scott Bessent as his nominee for Treasury Secretary as a relatively market-friendly choice. Bitcoin fell slightly and oil prices also declined, while U.S. futures advanced. Germany's DAX surged 0.7% to 19,461.11 and the CAC 40 in Paris jumped 0.9% to 7,322.70. Britain's FTSE 100 was up 0.4% at 8,291.83. The future for the S&P 500 was 0.4% higher, while that for the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.6%. In Asian trading, Tokyo's Nikkei 225 index gained 1.3% to 38,780.14, while the Kospi in Seoul rose 1.3% to 2,534.34. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 picked up 0.3% to 8,417.60. In China, shares fell further, with the Shanghai Composite Index edging 0.1% lower, to 3,263.76 and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong falling 0.4% to 19,150.99. China's central bank kept the interest rate on the one-year medium-term lending facility unchanged at 2%. Shares in technology companies saw big declines, with online shopping platform Meituan falling 4% while multimedia and video games company Tencent dropped 1.5%. India's Sensex gained 1.1% as hundreds of supporters of the main opposition party protested against billionaire Gautam Adani, who was recently indicted in the U.S. for alleged fraud and bribery. Activists are demanding the arrests of Adani and or associates named in the case. The Adani Group has denied wrongdoing. Shares in Adani Enterprises gained 4.1%. Taiwan's Taiex added 0.2%. In Bangkok, the set lost 0.2%. This week will bring an update on consumer sentiment from the business group The Conference Board on Tuesday and key inflation data with the release Wednesday of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index for October. The PCE is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, and this will be the last PCE reading prior to a meeting of the Federal Reserve next month. On Friday, stocks closed higher on Wall Street as the market posted its fifth straight gain and the Dow Jones Industrial Average notched another record high, gaining 1% to close at 44,296.51. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. to 5,969.34, while the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2% to 19,003.65. The Russell 2000 Index rose 1.8%. Markets have swung widely since the U.S. elections in November, and Trump's choices to head Treasury and other key positions that influence economic and financial policies were among the factors overhanging investor sentiment. Bessent, 62, is a hedge fund manager considered to be closely aligned with Wall Street. He is the founder of hedge fund Key Square Capital Management, after having worked on and off for Soros Fund Management since 1991. If confirmed by the Senate, he would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. The proposed choice was interpreted as a sign that President-elect Trump might adopt a more measured approach to tariffs and fiscal policy. Bessent's influence is expected to bring nuanced economic strategies to the forefront, potentially easing concerns over abrupt policy shifts, Stephen Inex of SPI Asset Management said in a commentary. Investors are watching for signs of some moderation in Trump's stance toward tariffs and other policies that might affect business both at home and overseas. But he said attention this week would likely focus more on the inflation data and what they might mean for interest rates, as the Fed holds its next policy meeting. A majority of stocks in the S&P 500 gained ground, but those gains were kept in check by slumps for several big technology companies. In the crypto market, Bitcoin hovered around $98,000, according to CoinDesk. It has more than doubled this year and first surpassed the $99,000 level on Thursday. In other dealings early Monday, U.S. benchmark crude oil lost 65 cents to $70.59 per barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Brent crude, the international standard, shed 65 cents to $73.98 per barrel. The U.S. dollar rose to 154.59 Japanese yen from 154 yen and 31 sen. The euro fell to $1.0460 from $1.0475. Elaine Kurtenbach, The Associated Press.